Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
And I'm Aaron.
And Aaron's substituting for Stephanie today. And today we're talking about cash machines, which are more commonly known as ATMs. We kind of take them for granted nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a time in the past when it was very difficult to get cash. You actually had to go to the bank and withdraw the money.
And wait in line and just generally be in the bank and talk to a real person. And actually, it used to be, my mom's a banker, and so it used to be quite a social thing. It was,
oh, really?
You'd go and talk to your local banker and meet other people you knew in line. And now it's not like that anymore because ATMs are everywhere.
Hmm.
And they're all over the world, even in the tiniest little villages sometimes where you least expect to see them. So we're going to get all into our soothing convenience of cash machines today, and we're going to get started on that now.
Okay, so let's read the entire contents of our lesson, and we'll be right back. Can you imagine the world before ATMs? People actually had to go to their bank if they wanted some cash. If the banks were too far away or closed, that was that. They'd just have to wait. Happily, this is no longer the case, and those of us who crave convenience can withdraw cash 24/7 thanks to automated teller machines. The first attempt at an ATM was made by American inventor Luther Simjian in the mid-20th century. He designed the Bankmatic and had it installed in New York. However, rather than dispensing cash, the machine only accepted cash deposits. What's more, few people used it, so it was taken down after 6 months. A few years later, the inspiration to invent a cash machine hit British printer John Shepherd Barron while he was taking a bath. He desired the ability to get his hands on money anytime he wanted and envisioned something similar to a chocolate vending machine. He developed the idea, and in June 1967, the first ATM was installed in Barclays Bank in London. This machine accepted bank checks with a radioactive component, which later evolved into ATM cards with magnetic strips and personal identification numbers, PINs. Shepherd Barron was awarded the Order of the British Empire, OBE, for his invention and contribution to society in 2005. ATMs can now be used for many banking-related transactions, such as transferring money, paying bills, and printing out bank statements. Their biggest advantage is convenience. They can be found all over the world and are always open for business. On the other hand, ATM users and the machines themselves are more likely to be targets for criminals than brick-and-mortar banks. In spite of this, there's no denying that ATMs have not only changed the way we bank, but become an indispensable part of our daily lives.
All right, so we're back now after our introduction. We're going to get into the soothing convenience of cash machines. Now, this adjective here, soothing, is a calming kind of makes you feel really good about something being convenient. So instead of having to wait in long lines, you can just go to the local shop or the corner, and it's really easy and quick for you to get money out of these cash machines.
Soothing just means something that makes you very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
To soothe is the verb. Soothing is the adjective form with the ing there. And you could say that sometimes people go to listen to religious speeches because they're quite soothing.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite comforting, I should say. And so this is the soothing convenience of cash machines. Sometimes you need to have some cash right on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very convenient to have these machines around. Now, let's ask this question. Can you imagine the world before ATMs. I don't have to imagine it because I lived through that time.
Right.
But some people may be a little bit too young to remember a time when there weren't ATMs around. Do you remember a time when there were no ATMs around?
I was quite young, so I would have been a child, and they wouldn't have been quite popular, but they would have existed by then. So I remember getting my first bank card when I was probably 8 or 9 years old, and because my mom was a banker, I was one of the first kids to have something like that, and I remember them quite earlier than most of my peers do, but that's because I was in the world of banks, I guess.
Yeah, I remember the time when I got paid for working at the gas station by a check, right? Mm-hmm. So I took it to the bank and deposited it, and then I would ask for some cash back there for a little spending money, and I didn't really have an ATM card until later, but people actually had to go to their bank if they wanted some cash, like I just described there.
Mm-hmm.
If you needed some cash to go out with your friends or go see a movie or something, you actually had to go to the bank itself, and as Aaron described earlier, you'd get in line and wait, you'd probably fill out a form, you would chat with the people in line, oh, how's your business doing? Oh, how's the weather today?
That's
I heard it's going to snow. Oh, no, we need to shovel the sidewalk and stuff like that. Yeah, actually, ATMs have maybe made people less social.
That's right. Now, and if the banks were too far away or closed, that was that. You just have to wait. You can't just go somewhere else to get your money. You have to go to the bank. And so if they're far away, you can't get there. You need to maybe borrow money from a friend. Mm. Or if they're closed, you have to wait until the next day. But happily, this is no longer the case. That's not how things work anymore. And those of us who crave convenience can withdraw cash 24/7 thanks to automated teller machines. So if you crave convenience or you desire, you really want this money, you can get it out. You can withdraw this cash. You can draw the cash out of the machine thanks to these ATMs, which is short for automated teller machines.
Right. Sometimes you'll hear people say, oh, where's the nearest ATM machine?
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of redundant because the M in ATM does stand for machine. So you should probably ask, where's the nearest ATM?
Right.
Is there an ATM in the 7-Eleven, for example?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't need to say it twice. So that's something you can do at a bank. You can withdraw cash or make a withdrawal. That's a verb phrase there. That just means to take money out of the bank. And as we mentioned in our last program, to put money in the bank is to deposit money in the bank or to make a deposit.
Mm-hmm. Now, it says the first attempt at an ATM was made by American inventor Luther Simjian in the mid-20th century. So about maybe 50, 60 years ago, around then now, the first attempt or the first try at making one of these machines was made, and it was done by Luther Simjian. It doesn't sound like it worked out too well for him, though. It says he designed the Bankmatic and had it installed in New York. All right, so that was the name of his machine, Bankmatic, instead of an ATM. And it was in New York, but it didn't work as well as the ones we have now do.
Yeah, it only had one function, it says here. However, rather than dispensing cash, the machine only accepted cash deposits. Okay, so there you have it there. Deposits, to deposit money in the bank or to make a deposit. You could only put money in the machine. You cannot get money from the machine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're using the word dispensing here. It's the verb to dispense, which means it has it there and then it hands it out. It distributes it or provides you with that thing. It dispenses cash. An ATM dispenses cash.
Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't seem like a very functional ATM if you can only put money in. So it says here, what's more, few people used it, so it was taken down after 6 months. So taken down, or to take something down, means to stop using it or to take it away from the public.
You could say dismantle, to mm-hmm. disassemble it, to take it away.
Right.
It was taken down. I don't know exactly where it was. I was not in New York at that time, but it's probably in some kind of small room like mm-hmm. ATMs now are nowadays. And they just disassembled it. They took it down, and nobody ever saw it again.
Right.
Well, then that idea kind of disappeared for a while, but a few years later, in England, we've got the inspiration to invent a cash machine hit British printer John Shepherd Barron while he was taking a bath.
Oh.
So in England there, this is British here. That means having to do with the UK. And so I assume he's from England there, but I don't know. Maybe he was Scottish. I don't know. But in any case here, he was taking a bath and he got inspiration there. Inspiration just means you have an idea based on things that you've had before. You were stimulated with some kind of idea. Maybe if you're a painter, for example, mm-hmm. You could get inspiration by going to art museums to see paintings, or maybe going to Spain or Italy or something like that, that would give you inspiration for ideas.
All right. Well, so he's got this great idea, and he desired the ability to get his hands on money anytime he wanted. Maybe that's what gave him the inspiration. He just wanted all the money all the time. And he envisioned something similar to a chocolate vending machine. Now, we've all seen vending machines. They're those machines with lots of snacks or drinks inside them. You put the money in, you press a button, and your snack or drink falls to the bottom, and you can take it out. So it's kind of like that, except you don't see the money inside with the ATM, so that wouldn't be a very good thing. I think you'd have a lot more robberies tried if it was like a chocolate vending machine. But that's the idea he envisioned. He was thinking about something he wanted to make in the future here.
That's what to envision means, to think about a possibility in the future. For example, I could say, I could envision our company selling products all over the world someday instead of just here from my shop in Siemending. But in any case here, yes, he envisioned this. He envisioned something that was like a chocolate vending machine or just a regular vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
I think most vending machines here in Taiwan sell drinks.
Right.
But I understand that vending machines in Japan sell all sorts of stuff.
That's true.
So that is true, and we'll continue talking some more about the ATM in just a couple of seconds. We're going to take a break right now, but please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天来看看 ATM machines. 首先呢，我们来看到第一句说 Can you imagine the world before ATMs? 问问你可以想象在自动柜员机发明之前的世界吗？延续这样的文意，在第一段的第三个句子提到If the banks were too far away or closed, that was that. They'd just have to wait. 在这里用的是过去式，描述过去的情形。如果银行呢是在很远的地方或关门，那也只能这样子咯，只好等下去。延续这样的文意，第一题我们可以选择 B 选项。在 sentence B 里面写着 Happily, this is no longer the case, and those of us who crave convenience can withdraw cash 24/7, thanks to automated teller machines. 在这里呢，用现在式来表达很高兴的，这再也不是这样子的情况了。就算银行关门，你想要享受这样子的 convenience。便利仍然呢一天24小时一个礼拜七天我们都说 24/7 都可以呢提领现金当然要多亏于这个 ATM 也就是自动提款机咯搭配文意第一题的标准答案我们就选择 B 选项而第一个自动提款机是由一个美国的发明家他的名字叫做 Luther Simingen 在这里呢我们看到第二个空格前面提到 He designed the Bankmatic and had it installed in New York 它首先呢设计了这个 Bankmatic 自动银行，然后把它呢装置在纽约这个城市。延续这样的文意，再参考一下空格后面提到 What's more, few people used it， 很少人使用它。那么要搭配前后文句，那么第二题我们可以选择 A 选项。However, rather than dispensing cash, the machine only accepted cash deposits. 这样子的机器只接受现金的存款，所以就搭配后面很少人使用它，过了六个月就被撤除了。所以第二题搭配文意，我们选择 A 选项。A few years later, the inspiration to invent a cash machine hit British printer John Shepherd Baron while he was taking a bath. 当然咯，过了几年之后，这个英国的印刷人员在洗澡的时候，他又突然有了这样子的 inspiration, 灵感。延续这样的文意，我们可以看到第三个空格可以选择 D 选项。他想到什么呢？He desired the ability to get his hands on money anytime he wanted and envisioned something similar to a chocolate vending machine. 他呢更多想了一步，他希望呢在他任何时候都可以 get his hands on money， 把钱弄到手，然后就想象了一个很像是 a chocolate vending machine 这样子贩卖巧克力贩卖机的机器，所以他就有了这样子的 ATM 的概念。第三题的标准答案，我们就选择 D 选项。
We're going to take a short break now, but please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All right, so we're back again after our short break.And we're talking about ATMs, or cash machines. And we've been talking about where the idea came from. And, we talked about John Shepherd Baron making a money-like vending machine. So he thought about this idea, and it says he developed the idea. And in June 1967, the first ATM was installed in Barclays Bank in London.So he's made this machine, he's thought about it, he's built it, he's got it ready to go, and he's putting it in the bank, one of the world's most famous banks, Barclays Bank, and it was the first one to have this ATM.
Indeed, so remember he was taking a bath and he envisioned this idea.For a money vending machine, basically. So he thought about the idea, he worked on all the details and stuff, and in June 1967, some time ago, the first ATM was installed in Barclays Bank, which, as you said, is a big bank. I think they sponsor the English Premier League of soccer or football. So it's a big bank there, you can bet on that. And this machine accepted bank checks with a radioactive component, which later evolved into ATM cards with magnetic strips and personal identification numbers, or PINs, as they're known for short. Wow, this sounds kind of scary. They had this radioactive component. Wouldn't you get cancer coming in close contact with something that's radioactive?
Well, I mean, in large doses, yes, you would, in nuclear reactors or something like that. But the radioactive component in personal checks would be so small that it wouldn't have any effect on you. And so the radioactive means to be filled with energy, this kind of energy that is nuclear power, kind of like that. It's similar to that. And in small doses, it's harmless. And it would be like a small kind of, maybe like a strip on the back of the check. So component means like a piece or a part of a machine or something similar to that. And it would be a small strip or like a small little chip, something like that. now this small little piece has evolved into ATM cards, so it's changed over time. Like humans evolve, other things can evolve, technology can evolve to become bigger or better, or sometimes, like with our phones, smaller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, evolve, of course, that reminds me of evolution, Darwin's theory of evolution, which states that, humans and apes evolved from a similar ancestor, or from a common ancestor, I should say. And again, this is a radioactive component. Radioactive means like a nucleus of an atom is letting off energy like uranium or plutonium. Those are highly radioactive. And just to touch on the word component again, those are like parts that make up a whole. Like if you buy a bicycle, you might be wondering, gee, should I get some SRAM components or Shimano components?
Mm-hmm.
Or should I get a stereo in components? You know, the CD player, the turntable, the speakers, the amplifier, and stuff like that. So they kind of changed over time into these ATM cards with those magnetic strips, that little black strip on the back of your card that we all have today. And also we've got our PINs, our personal identification numbers. The word identification just means it's basically telling somebody who you are or what something is.
Right. So in short, we usually say ID for that.
Mm-hmm.
So this personal identification number. In Canada, I know that the PIN is four numbers long, so you have to memorize four numbers. Here in Taiwan, it's anywhere from 6 to 12, I think. I know I have 8, so.
Mine used to be 4, and then they required it to be more for security purposes.
Right. So that's a number that you keep secret. That's your ID number for your bank. You don't tell anyone that number, because if you do, they might take your money out from you.
Mm.
Now it says, Shepherd Baron was awarded the Order of the British Empire, or OBE, for his invention and contribution to society in 2005. So this incredible machine obviously has done lots and lots for the world of banking, for convenience around the world. So he was awarded for it. He was given the Order of the British Empire. And he was given this for his contribution to society. A contribution is something that you give in order to help or to make life easier.
For society in general, for other people. And, you're Canadian, the Commonwealth, right? So maybe you know about this. Is being awarded the Order of British Empire the same as being knighted?
To be honest, I'm not quite sure. I mean, we are a Commonwealth country, but we have very little influence from the Queen, so.
Okay, well, the Queen's on your coins still, but in any case here, I would assume that means that he was knighted, so he is now referred to as Sir Shepherd Baron for inventing that ATM, which benefited not only the society in jolly old England, but eventually the rest of the world. Now, here in the next paragraph, it says, ATMs can now be used for many banking-related transactions, such as transferring money, paying bills, and printing out bank statements. So, yes, indeed, they've become quite useful nowadays, quite flexible. They have lots of different functions. I used to just go there to take money out, and that was it. But you can also use them to have transactions, which means you maybe send money to somebody to pay for something.
Right.
Or you move money from one account to another. That would be transferring money.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pay your bills, too. You can go to an ATM to pay your phone bill, etc. Or you can print out your bank statements to see exactly who's been putting money into your account and when you took money out and how much interest you have, etc.
Right. So all the bank machines in Taiwan obviously do all these things. Even in the 7-Eleven, you can go to the ATM. You can send someone money over the ATM. You can pay all your bills on it. I always print out my bank statements because I know if you don't do that enough, they'll shut down your bank account in Taiwan. So you have to do that every 50 transactions or every 50 actions that you make on your bank card.
Well, I didn't know that. I better do that right away.
Now, their biggest advantage is convenience. They can be found all over the world, as we said before, and are always open for business. So even if your bank is closed, there will be a small little room outside your bank just for these ATMs, and those are open 24/7. You can go in there any time of day.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, if you need cash for whatever reason, you can go to them. I understand you could also buy concert tickets and stuff like that, or train tickets. They've become very convenient. So, again, they're found all over the world, and they're always open. On the other hand, ATM users and the machines themselves are more likely to be targets for criminals than brick-and-mortar banks. If the machine is by itself somewhere, someone might come in and pound it open with a sledgehammer or something like that and steal the money. Or maybe they'll just rob money from somebody who just took out money from the machine.
Right. Yeah, I've also heard that some people just go in and unplug the machine and put it on a thing that you can, like a trolley that you can carry it, and they carry it right out, which is not as easy as it sounds and is not a great thing to do.
And it's not legal. You could be severely punished for doing that. And so, yes, indeed, we've also got the term here, brick and mortar, which means basically an actual bank. Brick and mortar just refers to stores or banks that exist in reality because oftentimes they're built with bricks, and the mortar is the glue between the bricks.
All right. So in spite of this, there's no denying that ATMs have not only changed the way we bank, but become an indispensable part of our daily lives. So even though they are a bit easier to steal from or to rob people with, it's changed everything we do about banking, about going to the bank, working with money, and there we could probably not do without them anymore. They're indispensable. They're so important to our daily lives that we would have a hard time without them.
They are totally necessary. Sometimes living in Taipei, you need a motorcycle. It is indispensable for a lot of people. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到，在这整篇故事里面，从以前第一批的ATM到后来英国人的发明，当然最后一段就要描述现在的情形。所以第四题，我们可以选择C选项。Sentence C里面提到，ATMs can now be used for many banking-related transactions, such as transferring money, paying bills, and printing out bank statements. 他这里就提到现在 now 这个关键字，现在的 ATM 呢就可以有很多的功能哦，像是呢，不管你是要汇款、付账，甚至是 printing out bank statements， 你想要把你的银行对账单给列印出来 ，ATM 的。 机器都可以为你做到，所以第四题的标准答案我们就选择 C 选项。延续后面提到 ，Their biggest advantage is convenience. They can be found all over the world and are always open for business. 当然，最大的好处就是便利性，而且世界各地都有。延续这样的文意，第五题我们可以选择 F 选项。 On the other hand, ATM users and the machines themselves are more likely to be targets for criminals than brick-and-mortar banks. 在这里举出呢相反的例子，从另外一个角度来看，就因为它遍及世界，而且呢一直都在营运当中，所以就成为一些罪犯的目标 targets. 那么呢，延续这样的文艺后面提到，尽管如此，它还是在我们的日常生活中扮演着 不可或缺的角色。延续文艺第五题提出反例，然后后来又说尽管如此还是很重要，所以第五题的标准答案我们就选择 F 选项。OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。All
right, well that's all the time we have for today. So this is English Digest. We hope you enjoyed our lesson and that you'll come back and listen to the next ones. But for now, I'm Erin.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.